I think so. You know, obviously the ball's out quick, and you know, everything that you do in the passing game, whether it's 3, 5, or 7 steps, should come off the vertical stem, as if you're running a go route or a deep route. And we use a multitude of formations, motions, and shifts to sort of disguise our 3-step passing game, and that's been helpful for us as well.
Now, I know I'm only 30 years old, so I haven't seen as much football as you. Really, any of these guys around me. But I got to say, I don't know if I've seen a team that's been as productive or physical as you guys. Without really having to keep teams honest deep, how sustainable is that? It just doesn't seem like a sustainable model, man.
Yeah, it's strange that you know, things have happened that way for us. I think a part of it is our ability to run the football, particularly in the second half, which we did this past weekend and had success there. And you know, the other thing is, you know, if you do throw it short, you expect your guys to break tackles and make longer runs. And you know, we just got to continue to use the formula that's been working for us and continue to grow off of that.
Would you say that you guys just, like, use shifts to kind of disguise, you know, some of the stuff you do short, or do you give them false keys? Or what can you do to
Well, make yeah, it's like the defense disguising coverage and blitz, and I think we do the same thing. I think we do it, you know, pretty well, I think, offensively with the different motions and shifts, different lining up guys in different spots, and just utilizing your strength. I mean, that's really bottom line. That's what it comes down to, is using the strength of your guys offensively and putting them in positions to be successful.
What do you think you guys do that just keeps teams from just lining up, like stacking the box, going press coverage on your receivers and saying, do this over the top, have fun?
You know, I think you're seeing the first part of our season, you started seeing the 8-man box, the cover one, the press on the outside, and you know, we had success running the football against that. And when teams want to present 8-9-man boxes, your receivers become very important in what you do. And then the zone read stuff, the stuff we've been doing with the zone and throwing the ball out to Kelsey or 13 or, you know, one of our guys that way has also helped in the ability to throw the ball down the field as well. It just kind of softens the defense a little bit.
You talk about running after the catch. Do you feel like your receivers are pretty good in that regard, the bunch of guys, including the backs and the tight ends that you have?
Yeah, you know, Kelsey obviously stands out. You know, he's broken some tackles and been able to take some long runs. And Dwayne's another guy that here recently is you know, you throw it to him quick, and he has the strength and the power to break a tackle. And obviously our backs, you know, Jamal can do that. And so we have the guys that can do it, and they've done a nice job here in recent weeks of getting extra yards after the catch.
That bunch of tight end formation you guys have been using, how much of that is to be designed to, if they want to go 8 in the box, okay. We'll make you think about something here.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of our run game, and I think what you're seeing league-wide and goes all the way down into the collegiate level is you're seeing if teams want to crowd the box, you're gonna flip it out to the sideline somewhere and try to make, you know, that's the extension of your run game, you know. And that formation, that personnel grouping has been good for us, whether we put them in a wide bunch or keep them tight to the line of scrimmage with those tight ends has been a good package for us, and we're going to continue to grow that.
History of the West Coast offense is that the short passing game is just another part of the running game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we got the right guy. Obviously, Alex is smart. He gets the ball out of his hand, and we have the receivers that can get open in those short to intermediate routes and make some good, tough, strong catches.
How much extra time? I know every team has a defensive genius, so to speak, but this guy, I mean, Rex, they do stuff that you'll never see again the rest of the season. How do you prepare for that?
You know, you just go back and you look at all his body of work. I mean, obviously this season, and you take a look at all the games they've played this year, and, you know, a lot of times, too, you know, people can be creatures of habit and come back to certain things that they're familiar and comfortable with. But, you know, offensively, you just have to go into a game with plays, run and pass, that are kind of good versus every look, and then if there's something that presents itself in the game, then the quarterback has to do the right thing with the football whether it be, you know, checking the protection or throwing hot or, you know, utilizing a back out of the backfield, something like that. But, yeah, he's going to throw you a bunch of looks, and you just go in and execute your game plan and fine-tune the details of your work.
You had a chance to work with Michael Vick when he came back. And what did you guys find there, and how did he develop in the A&E system?
I tell you, it's one tremendous athlete. You know, great leader of that football team. The guys, you know, he still has the ability to extend plays with his legs. He still has that quickness. He got a cannon for an arm. Smart quarterback that knows where everybody's going to be on the football field. And with the things we were doing offensively with him, allowed him to be successful, you know, and allowed him to get the ball out of his hand. And we utilized our backs and tight ends at the time. He's a quarterback that is dangerous that way, because if you want to pressure him, then you got to be ready for him to break a tackle and make a run, and that's some of the things that he can do.
Did you watch the game last night?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I was on the edge of my seat the whole night. But what a tremendous, I love tremendous series. You know, gosh, I just it's a tough way to lose, but hats off to the Giants. They played a great series as well. And you know, for a team, I think that was obviously an underdog going in to put up what they did, the runs, the hits, and the way they came back in that Game 6. I thought in my mind there was no doubt that they were gonna take the series in Game 7.
In a position like that, is there a lack of confidence? They build confidence.
You build confidence from day one. I think it goes back to the wild card, you know, the playoff game there, and when they had a chance to, you know, beat the A's and get in, and I think it just kind of steamrolled for them. And you know, I kind of remember that feeling when we won a Super Bowl in Green Bay and went back the next year, lost it, but yet the confidence was there, the momentum was there. You know, we just got beat, obviously, by a better team that day, and there's a lot of great lessons to be learned and things that you can carry on to the next season to make you better as not only a baseball team but a football team.
So Denver had Elway, and these guys have owned them.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that was I think Elway went back to back at that time. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.